the genetic blueprint of a toxic bug. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of different strains of the bacterium E. coli. Many kinds are harmless, but some contaminate meat and produce, making thousands of people sick each year. Now researchers at the University of Wisconsin at Madison have determined the DNA sequence of the most toxic strain of E. coli, known as 0157H7. Fred Blattner, director of Wisconsin's Genome Center, says comparing it to the DNA of a harmless strain brought quite a surprise.
What we didn't expect was the magnitude of the differences. Over 1,300 new genes were found slipped into this genome that we didn't know would be there.
That's more than 20% of E. coli's genome. The study suggests that E. coli can easily exchange genes with other pathogens, like Salmonella, Shigella, and even the plague. Ultimately, Blattner says the DNA sequence could lead to a vaccine or treatments for E. coli infection.
We don't use antibiotics on this disease because, for one thing, it doesn't work very well, and there's even a possibility it can make matters worse. Even though it's bacterial, we don't have any drugs that are really effective against it.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.